This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Live right now. This is Buddy Buckets.
How you guys doing? Top of the morning.
Top of the morning, Buddy.
Game hey, man, seven, it's, Buddy. Wait. Buddy.
You got this reason. Look, man, I'm not going to front. We love you, Buddy, what you've done this season. I did not have you making 9 threes in a game seven. It was your first ever game seven. And what you told us last night, prepare for game seven. You shut down all the social medias. You said no to tickets to all your family members, Buddy. That must have been hard to do.
Yeah, you know, they've reaped a lot of benefits of me over the years. So I just when the game is so important to you, and sometimes just having less distraction around you, and not saying there's distraction, anybody's distraction, but it's just being locked in with yourself. You know, I just felt like it was probably the best thing for me to do, and that's how I figure out things, just coping by myself, and just trusting on God and leaning on His favor and his blessings, and just spiritually and mentally just locked in and pray that everything works out.
You know, when you work so hard to get to where you guys are at and you get into a game seven, you could feel it in like game five, game six, game seven. Some guys, not that they shy away from the moment, but they're afraid to take certain shots. And that's never been a problem for you. And the shot that I want to go to is the one at the end of the first quarter. I felt like that one just... boom, it's cemented that the Warriors are here, that you're on a roll. That shot felt huge, but you got the rebound, and it was like you hesitated a little.
Yeah, it looked like the bitch had to tell you to hurry up and get off the court.
Did they yell at you to, like go, take that shot? Because it felt like you got the rebound at, like, maybe 5 seconds left, and all of a sudden you kind of hesitated, and then you went and you took the shot. I mean, that was just, it was monster.
Yeah, and that play, I thought that we had like at least like 11 seconds left, but I was me and time was not on the same time. and it's like, you know, get the ball to Steph or Jimmy, you know, get the ball to our playmaker, you know, I just gotta run the floor. And after that, when I saw that, I look at the shot clock, and it was like 4 seconds, and the bench was like alerting me, you gotta go. And I just, you know, the speed dribble, and I saw that I had a lean, and I shot it, and then I just know I had a chance.
Wow, Buddy Hield, live here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop, 33 points, a playoff career high, 9 threes. I don't know if you're aware, Buddy, but there's so much history you made yesterday. First of all, you became the first player in NBA playoff history to go scoreless in one game and then score at least 33 in the next game in a single postseason. And then not only that, you became the seventh player in NBA history to make at least 7 threes in a game seven. I mean, come on, Buddy, 6 threes at the half. And I'm thinking, were you guys feeling good, too? I know you were probably feeling good. Knowing that you guys were up 12, you had the 22 points, and Steph only had a bucket.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, you know, it just... I know that 30 wasn't going his spiritual mode, and I was just waiting. And I look at the score, I say, when you get three, and I was like, man, like, he's going to turn it up soon. And he turned it up. He came alive in the fourth quarter. And he's special, man. He's the reason why this ship is sailing like this, you know, by him and Draymond's leadership and Jimmy, just being Jimmy, just rescuing the day and just sending everybody down. And guys like Looney were big last night. Mm-hmm. BP was big last night. Mm-hmm. You know, and they playing the minutes. You know, and this guy just came out and just stepped up. You know, even though JK didn't score, but he just to see him on the court. You know, JK is gonna help us some way down in this and this playoff. You know, he's gonna get his. As long as he gains his spirit and his confidence back, he'll be fine.
You know, buddy, you talked about the zone defense that you guys couldn't solve in the first six games. Basically, especially Friday night in Game Six. What helped you guys in that zone against that zone defense yesterday in Game 7? Was it just as simple as, hey, we got to make shots and get them out the zone? What was it about their zone defense that made it so difficult for you guys offensively?
We finally cracked the code, man. It was really not a zone defense. It was just like they start off a zone and where they just, wherever Steph go, we know that we watch film on it, and wherever Steph go, they just like follow him and we know that they had so much attention on him, and two or three guys running to one of this. His gravity is so elite. Like, there was two or three guys running to him, and we just trying to get the ball in the middle and get the ball into Jimmy's hands, and he's making the right play. And you look at it, watch the film, him and Draymond just finding me, and I was able to make shots, and like when I was able to see a few go in, and it was just. You know, when you shoot against the zone, you know, once you shoot them out the zone, you know, it's what else they can go to. And they killed us with that Steven Adams lineup. And I saw the plus minus. It was huge. And that was the reason why they were winning games.
All right. So I got so many questions for you because this is the game of your career. The block shot. Since when were you a rim protector? Like, that was incredible.
Man, this is what I do, man.
Tell him, buddy. This is what you do,
buddy,
man.
You were really good on defense in this series.
Let me stop playing with y'all. You know what? I've always had great defensive instinct. I know people give me my crap about defense, but I've been around Draymond, Jimmy, and I know when it comes to winning, it matters a lot. And I've been solid, you know. And I've always telling the guys that. Going against them, going, and you just got to keep in front of you, make them shoot the mental shots, and they're the hardest shots. You know, when you give those good players angles and stuff, they tend to take advantage of it. But if you just make them put yourself in between the basket and make them shoot over you, it becomes mentally, and they start thinking, especially when a smaller guy is guarding you, they overthink shots of that. So I was able to time it and just make the right reads.
All right, so I got to ask about the celebration, but just wait on that. We're going to get to it in a second because the ride in the horse was incredible. After the game last night, you referenced a meeting Saturday led by Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy, and you quote-unquote said everybody had chills, and you were locked in after that. Take us into that meeting, right? Like, what did those guys tell the team? And that you, like, weren't going to lose the game, or was there something more to this?
Just showing that how we were not connected. the last two games that we didn't play, and just shows that, like, what how much this game would means to everybody, and just going out there and just laying on the line and just don't get distracted by Draymond talking about him, how he was not locked in, and I'm sure he said in the media, you saw his comment in the media, and just going there and seizing the moment, you know, and just enjoying it and getting back our joy and being connected to each other. And we didn't feel that we were connected in those last two games, and that's why we took a fall, and that's why we had to play in game seven. So, you know, and the way they were commentating those, Draymond speaking and Steph speaking and Jimmy speaking, you know, just to give you chills, man, because those guys are being in the fire, you know, and if you know how bad they want it, and you know how much winning means to them, because they've been to the mountaintop four times. And just hearing them speak and just following their lead and just, you know, just being in that room, you know, with a bunch of, like, Hall of Famers and for them to call the team meetings, you know the seriousness of that of that meeting, and they know that getting us ready and just getting us ready in that moment would just prepare us for the game tomorrow, which is yesterday.
Buddy Hield here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Buddy Hield, playoff career high, 33 points in his first ever Game 7. I know you've been waiting a long time. You were talking about it yesterday. Everybody dreams of playing in a Game 7. But I also want to get to the dynamic you and Jimmy Butler have. You're so hilarious at the podium. It's Jimmy Butler, everybody. I'm your Alfred, buddy. Robin's back. And the dynamic you guys have, you know, the whole excluding Buddy from everything. When did that form? Did you know Jimmy Butler before he was traded here to the Golden State Warriors?
No, I know of him, but I was a big fan of Jimmy. I always loved Jimmy. My mom loves Jimmy. I just love the way he competes and where he carries himself, man. And that was big. And I just know that when he came here, it'd been easy to get along with him. Nah, that's what I love about him.
You guys got
easy to get along.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy.
Say it again.
Nah, go ahead. Continue, buddy.
He's easy to get along. He's a great connector, man. He's a great team guy, And off the court, man, he's a great guy that, you know, that I hung out with. He invited me to his house. We go to dinners. He takes care of me, man.
All right, buddy. I got two quick questions for you. Number one, what was going on? You hit the three. Steph hits the crowd with the night-night, even though you hit the three. And you're, like, riding the horse or something. What was that?
We call that the bow, bow, bow.
The bow, bow, bow? What's the
what does
bow,
that even
bow?
Mean? Yeah, you got to explain, bro.
Okay, it's a long story. So me and Tyrese Halliburton, he came in one day, and then we were just, it's like a TikTok went viral, and he's saying it with the bow, bow, bow. And then we just thought, every time he shoot a three, it was like a bow, bow, bow. And after that, there's a dance, it was like bum, bum, bum. And then after that, with you just knocking your legs and like just from New Orleans, and I just started adding that dance to that. And we're just having fun with it. And it never left me. So every time I go out or I around people or whatever, I just hit the bow, bow, bow dance. And before every pregame, we hit the bow, bow, bow dance. I try to get everybody in the middle. Even the coaches hit it today. Even because Steve hit it last night. Terry Stotts is really good at hitting the bow, bow, bow dance.
Oh my God.
I think everybody. I haven't let Draymond hit it. Draymond is still shy hitting the bow, bow dance now. But Steph has hit it. Jimmy hasn't hit it yet. But we can get Jimmy to hit it. But like everybody's hit it except Steph. Steph has hit it. Steph, Jimmy, Draymond. And I think JK, we got a lot of shy guys on the team, you know. We got to get them on the ACL, you know. We got to get them on the ACL.
I love that. Hey, buddy, you know, like, you've been in the league a long time. Yep. You clearly love the game of basketball. It's changed your life. You referenced your own mother earlier. We know you got a family. To play this long in the league and not get enough playoff opportunities, how special is it for you to not only get to the playoffs, but to have, now you're immortalized. I mean, that's what you are. You're going to be immortalized as a Game 7 standout performer during the Steph Curry era in this Golden State Warrior dynastic run that they've been on. It's a special moment for you as a basketball player. Has it sunk in? Is it something that you and your family has already had a second to kind of like absorb, or is it just too soon?
You know, my brothers, we have a group chat. They always annoy me, my group chat. My brother, my mom has seven kids, and I have a brother that is older than me. He's the fourth child. I'm the fifth. and I got two sisters under me. But the fourth one, he's like crazy. He's always been my biggest supporter from day one. And he's been annoying me in the group chat about just staying focused and locked in and whatever. But you know, that I feed off them, you know, and I feed off the grace of God, and I feed off them, and I just know that they have my back on everything I do, and you know, they know that I was capable. They've been waiting for all year for me to get to this moment, and finally, and came in game seven. But you know, just God doesn't make any mistake, and His timing is never late. And just keep trusting my work, and just trusting my teammates and trusting the coaching staff that put me in great positions.
That's an amazing answer, buddy. An amazing performance for you. It's May 4th, 2025. Warriors Rockets Game 7 will forever be known as the Buddy Hield game as you score a playoff career high 33 points, 9 of 11 from the three-point line. Now, Draymond Green did take credit for one of those misses. Said he threw you a grenade, so you should have been 9 of 10. So maybe he could buy you dinner tonight, huh?
Yeah. You know, I'm not gonna tell him about that because we had a little altercation in the court early in the season when we threw him a grenade, but like I'm gonna let that slide, you know.
Well, buddy, you've been a lot of fun, man.
You and the Jimmy Butler dynamic,
and hey, good luck against Minnesota. This is gonna be a fascinating series between you guys and the Timberwolves, man. We can't wait to watch game one tomorrow night in Minnesota, buddy. Take care, man.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for stopping by today.
Hey. I like us in the series.
Let's go, buddy. Let's go.
I'll go bear.
Oh, the bop, bop, bop. I want the bop, bop, bop. You ready to do the bop, bop,
he
bop?
He said Kerr did it. Terry Stotts did it.
Terry Stotts did it very good.
You know, like, but honestly,
he said Draymond Green hasn't done it yet because we think about Draymond Green and the night. Moses Moody said it was more like the nightmare. It's very aggressive.
Yes.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.